and you got to win. And Nico was saying, head up to the inside, and I took him outside, restacked, went out, and just having Ben put the ball in the right place, and I jumped him.
I know you haven't been here for the duration of, you know, all that's gone on in this rivalry, but for the time that you've been here, how would you compare the physicality that you saw in this game?
Most physical game I've been in. I mean, last year was physical, but I said this game was not physical just because the defense had, you know, they had their head on their shoulders and they were coming after all of us. You could just see it, you know, with the talking, the pushing and shoving, the tackling, and doing the extras.
Because from the outside, it looked a little bit more, I mean, from the press box view, it looked more tame by comparison to other things that at least many of us have seen in the past. But it's interesting that you thought that by just the games this year or just overall in your career?
I think overall my career. I mean, my first game here last year was intense. And, you know, coming into this game at their home field, you know, coming out with the W for the AFC North win, you know, means a lot. But like I say, you know, this is probably the most physical game, the most physical team that we go against.
Do you feel like you've seen an improvement in the offense carrying over just from last week where you guys were able to break through? Because, you know, someone can say, oh, well, the Atlanta Falcons defense were missing key players. But what carried over that you were able to do it against a defense that you call the most physical in your career?
Man, just playing our ball. You know, we were playing a physical game where, you know, they had to substitute DBs. You know, they had their backups in there. We took advantage of those guys, and, you know, we made our plays. And like I said, we never lost sight in, you know, losing or being down. I mean, a minute and 20 seconds, you give the Pittsburgh Steelers that much time with three timeouts, or we're going to drive down the score.
Because Darquez Denard came out.
Mm-hmm. Were there threats made to you on the field at all at any time?
Major threats. They're all making threats at me. They're dropping F-bombs, everything. They said Burfict was out there lying, saying I spit on him, which I didn't. Dunlap is hella cool. He was talking about video games. That was pretty cool, man.
How did you get revenge on all that?
Awesome down the middle of the field, make your plays, go down, win the game.
Juju, I assume you would like to have that first deep ball back, and how did you bounce back after that?
Man, I mean, yeah, it was tough, man. I wish I had that deep ball, you know, in the first quarter, but like I said, you just got to stay positive. You know, Ben told me, like, we're going to get him back, we're going to, you know, stay cool and, you know, come back.
Do you want to just elaborate on that, explain that? Because you just said there were a lot of can you explain that a little bit more? What did you say with the verbal barbs that were going on during the game?
There's just a lot of threats.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I just said it. I don't know if you got my guy got it or not. I'm not going to repeat myself.
Are you supposed to be in that area blocking, or is that just an instinct?
No, I'm supposed to be in that area. It just happened that, you know, I was right there at the right place, but, you know, I'm supposed to block down and run out, you know, kind of what Vance ran out to, just follow him, and yeah.
Time for two more for Juju.
Juju, can you take us through that final drive for you guys? I mean, I know Ben was saying hey, there's too much time out there. Is that kind of how you guys
work? Yeah, just like I said, you know, a minute and 20 seconds with three timeouts, that's a lot of time for us. You know, we work in practice every time. I would say that five games last year, we drove down for, you know, winning field goal or touchdown. So, you know, for us, you know, being in the huddle is like, man, we've been here before, we've done this, let's go down and score.
Did you know that play would be open with AB there? Did you guys have
cover zero, corners on me, you got the safety outside of me, linebacker playing over running back, stack high, but the ball's going to AB. You know, like I said, you know, moments like that, goats come alive, and as you can see.
Great.
Thank you.
Sorry, what?